to counter a false signal causing the tremors, and that was attached to a battery, and that allowed him to play, and it was done while he was awake and playing banjo, so they could test when it had an effect on them. I don't know how that happens. They continue to record. And Eddie was such an interesting guy. He was a boxer, professional boxer. This is in the days of the early Country Gentlemen. After he left the Country Gentlemen, he ran Adcock Audio from the mid-1970s through to 2006, which provided live sound for festivals. He also drove a drag racing car, or stock car racing, we'd call it in New Zealand. He set two track records and won 34 consecutive races with his car, Mr. Banjo, in a track near his home in Manassas, Virginia. All while he was playing banjo and doing songs like El Dino and Waiting for the Boys. Just amazing. And he was a musical rebel, really. He wasn't ever constrained by anyone else. And just a different thing. So I'm going to play two tracks from this album that he did with Martha. The album is called Spirited. The two tracks I've chosen By the Side of the Road, which is another Mac Wiseman tune, and I just love Mac Wiseman music, and to hear Eddie play it is really great. And then an instrumental called Spirited, which is the name of the album. Let's hear from Eddie and Martha. Missy Raines is playing bass. He is certainly his own banjo player, isn't he? That was Eddie Adcock, who left us just a couple of weeks ago, aged 86. A stunning player, and Martha is a fine guitarist, and Eddie is also a fine guitarist, and they did some great music there. I hope you enjoyed that. Time to hear something totally different now. Couldn't get a bigger contrast in some ways. The Dry Branch Fire Squad, really entertaining band. Ron Thomason on mandolin and some lead vocals. Suzanne Thomas on guitar and a bit of clawhammer banjo and some lead vocals. In fact, she's singing lead vocals on the song that I've selected. Mary Jo Leet on guitar and harmony. Charlie Leet on acoustic bass, and Bill Evans, my banjo teacher from one of the Grass Valley camps that I went to. I'm very privileged to be part of his sessions there. He plays banjo, occasionally played bass, and does a little bit of singing too. But I've picked a song called Hard Times, and I hope you enjoy it.
Pause in life's pleasures and count the many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the light and gay. There are frail forms fainting at our door. And though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the door. Oh, hard times come
Oh, that was recorded live at a concert they did, and that was a lovely version of that song, Hard Times. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Anything you need musically, you can get from Shearer's Music Works in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's a real privilege, really, to be sponsored by them. And I'd love you to go in and see the folks at Shearer's and buy a Martin guitar or two, or even just some strings and even a flat pick for your guitar, and they'd be pleased to know that they'd heard about them from Back Porch Bluegrass, and I gave them a good rap and tell them I'm delighted that you're buying something. Anyway, I said we had something special coming up. Way back in the early days of country music in New Zealand and Australia, there was a man by the name of Tex Morton. And he had a huge influence on the country music scene in both New Zealand and Australia. He followed the music of people like Jimmy Rogers and Goble Reeves and Vernon Dalhart. And Tex played guitar and sang really well. He had an interesting yodel, and he was a real character, and he was a very entertaining person. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and myself were privileged to be able to work with Tex on the TV series The Country Touch, where he was the MC for the series and always did a song on the show. And Colleen and I got to know Tex pretty well. We used to go around and visit him and his wife, Kath, and got talking about the old days. I was always interested in the history of the music. I never found out all the things I wanted to. He was just a very talented person, as well as the music. He was a sharpshooter. He could shoot the tip off a cigarette that you held in your mouth. I was never the person that held it in my mouth, but I watched him do it. He could blow a piece of chalk out from between your fingers. This is from a range of about 20 yards. He was a hypnotist. He was a general entertainer. He ran great big rodeos and did concerts in the middle of the rodeos, and he was an amazing person and an excellent guitarist. And I've chosen a track from Tex Morton, and in this he's singing with his regular singing partner, Sister Dory, and it's a track called You and My Old Guitar, recorded in 1949, so that's quite well on in his career. Tex played his old Gibson guitar with just a thumb pick. And he didn't use his fingers much for anything. He just did everything with a thumb pick. And all you guitarists out there, have a listen. Tex Morton was an amazing New Zealander. I'm delighted to have been associated with him. And I'd like you to listen to the song, You and My Old Guitar. It's a great song.
Just getting ready. I could never be lonely, I could never be blue, as I go through life if only I have my guitar and you. Why should I ever worry, why should I be sad? We travel along in a hurry, sharing the good and bad. Whenever I'm up, you're near me, giving me happiness, and when I'm down, you cheer me. Nothing is better than this. Here we go, just we three. Oh, how happy we will be. I'll hitch my wagon to a silver star and climb with you and my old guitar. The old lady, old lady, the old lady.
All around we wander, first here and there, but I never stop to ponder if the clouds are dark or fair. In the one-horse town or city, no matter where we are, I'm happy if I have with me you and my old guitar. We'll travel the road together, leading to lands afar. singing in all kinds of weather, strumming my old guitar.
Here we go, just we three, oh, how happy we will be. I'll hitch my wagon to a silver star and climb with you and my old guitar.
Special. I thought you'd enjoy that. It's great to hear him singing and playing again. He really was an astonishingly good guitarist, and his singing was perfect, and he's a very entertainer. The only thing we didn't like about him when we were playing music with him is we'd sometimes rehearse a song and see, and we'd all know what we were going to do there, and then he'd put his capo on the first fret, and then he said he felt like doing it up a bit higher today, and we had to do all the kickoffs and things in C sharp instead, which wasn't very exciting for our fiddle player Colin. Tex Morton was an absolute legend in his time, and I'm so pleased to have known him. Let's hear from Canadian band Jerusalem Ridge again with a song from one of Canada's best known songwriters, Gordon Lightfoot. Here's a song called Early Morning Rain.
Stuck here on the ground where the cold winds blow. Now the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend, I guess she's rolling now at last. Here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. Now you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'll best be on my way. In the early morning rain, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. On my way in
Jerusalem Ridge did a fine job of playing bluegrass music. Early Morning Rain, a classic. Last week on the show, we had a song from Sister Sadie, and I didn't get round to playing the other song that I'd picked out. And here they are again with the song Morning Sky. Dale Ann Bradley, Tina Adair, Gina Britt, Denny Richardson, Beth Lawrence, great band. Morning Sky from Sister Sadie. Just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music. There's been a real variety on this lot, hasn't it? From old time New Zealand country to Eddie Adcock and Martha Heron and the early country gentlemen, all sorts of things. Tune in again next week. We'll have another show digging in deep into my shelves. See you later. Bye.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Tuned in.